inside. You gotta help me make it through the night. Save me, come back and save me. Where do you go, my lovely?
WRPQ Baraboo.
279 EG Reedsburg.
Look at that.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you up to 7 p.m. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 34. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog, mostly cloudy with a high of 50. On Thursday, rain is likely with a high of 55. Here's Rick Astley on Max FM.
FM.
Purple rain. All I wanna be is some kind of friend.
And more.
99.7 Max FM. 99.7 Max FM.
Coming up.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Tuesday night. The Glow in the Dark Daddy Daughter Dance will be on Saturday, February 17th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. To get your tickets, go to baraboo-cheer.ticketleap.com/DD. This will be held at the Jack Young Middle School in Baraboo. Here is Donna Summer on Max FM. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Tuesday night. If you still think this cell phone thing is a passing fad, you may want to sit down for this and stop twirling your fingers around the cord of your rotary phone. Mom, Dad, landlines are being phased out, probably for good. Phone companies want to shift to newer infrastructure within the next few years, which means the older copper wire-based lines are being phased out in favor of more advanced technology like fiber optic that does not work with landlines. In fact, AT&T just applied for a waiver that would allow it to stop servicing traditional landlines in California. There was a time when landlines were a lot cheaper and more reliable compared to cell phones. It's about to be the reverse. A spokesperson for AT&T says they're not canceling landline service in California or anywhere else yet, but it's about to get more expensive and less reliable because they'll need to find complex workarounds to move away from the old equipment. Of course, many households gave up their landlines decades ago, if not longer, but the breakdown of the landline system will impact some older folks, small businesses, and people in remote areas. According to one expert, about 100 million landlines between business and residential are currently active in the U.S., but only about 5% of them are expected to remain by 2030. Now, it's interesting. We talk about rural areas because a place where we do stay sometimes on weekends, that still has copper wire going to the house because that's all that's available, and that includes internet. It's done over those copper lines, and it's DSL, and it's very, very slow, not reliable. We actually were out of service for 3 months. We finally gave up on it, but there's not even any fiber in that area. So my question is, what are they going to do for those areas? Because you're going to need to get something in place for them. We don't have a landline phone there, of course, but the cell coverage is very spotty, so we depend on our Wi-Fi to boost our cell coverage. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. Now, they're talking at least 10 to 15 years before this probably all gets over with, but yeah, only 5% of landlines are expected to be here by 2030. Kind of crazy to think about that. So make sure you keep those cell phones charged. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather news by heart on Max FM.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's another opportunity to celebrate the beautiful bald eagles in Sauk Prairie for Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0. The River Arts Center, once again, will be the spot for it. The lobby will open at 9 a.m. plus ticket pickup opportunities at that point. There'll be an expo and kids activities from 10 until 4. Also have an eagle release video, laughing with animals presentation, a live Birds of Prey show as well. All shows are free, but a ticket is required. And then you can also just do your own eagle watching at the Overlook from 8 until 4 p.m. And the Trip Museum will also be having their bird collection and a presentation from 12:45 to 1:30. All the details can be found at FairyBluffEagleCouncil.org. Once again, Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0 is Saturday, February 10th. And kick off your Super Sunday with the VFW Buffet Breakfast. This monthly event is hosted by the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916. They've got made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. Pricing's $10 per person, and children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. Of course, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This is from 8 a.m. until noon, every second Sunday of the month, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds around and warm again with highs in the low 50s and becoming breezy. Rain ahead for Thursday, even some thunder. Highs again in the low 50s, but turning much colder as we look towards Friday and into the weekend. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 40 degrees.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday night. I'll be back on Wednesday night. Coming up after 8 o'clock is our good friend Tony Lorino. Here's Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Yeah. 90s, and more.
99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
We were.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Get lost in it, boy, I'm tired of running, let's walk for a minute.
Promiscuous girl.